well, because I'm not literally the Third Reich, then the things I'm doing aren't bad.
Did you know that the reason why we have 10 pins in bowling is because it was illegal to play 9-pin bowling, and so in order to circumvent this, people simply added a 10th pin. Another example I like to bring up is food, because if you look for it, you'll see that products that do not meet the USDA standard for ice cream are called frozen dairy dessert, or this one right here, which is called frozen oat milk dessert. And this is the same thing for other products too, like bacon bits, where they have the apostrophe over the O because it is not legally actually bacon bits. It's such a fundamental aspect of history that people just don't seem to understand. Branding is a thing in history. Circumventing the law is such a common thing in history. Take, for instance, slavery. People are taught to believe that slavery just ended in 1865. It didn't. After slavery, you had sharecropping. After sharecropping, you had penal labor. After that, you had Jim Crow. You had a bunch of people who had the same financial incentive to keep black Americans down in order to fulfill their needs and to maintain their social status. In order to do that, they still utilized methods of disenfranchisement. They just called it different things. Racism still persists to this day. They just call it different terms so it's harder to identify. So instead of being called an N-word lover like you would in the 1960s, you get called woke. Instead of being called uppity, you get called a DEI hire. And when you accuse them of this, people will deflect it by simply saying that they are not racist, they are something that is equivocally racist. For instance, they'll say, "I'm not racist, I'm just against DEI." Being against diversity, equity, and inclusion is in line with racist ideology. They'll say, "I'm not a white supremacist, I'm America first," which is another way of saying that you want to protect people based off of their citizenship, which is basing that off of extenuating circumstances because people don't get to choose where they're born. It's not fair to judge people based off of where they're born as opposed to what they do and what their character is. Another aspect of this is what is considered truth erosion, where if you have a belief that is backwards or simply false in nature, in order to justify it, you turn the truth into competition or you base it off of emotions as opposed to facts or evidence. For example, if I tell a Trump supporter that Trump is a white supremacist, they won't believe me. If I give them evidence of Trump being a white supremacist or validating white supremacist beliefs, they, again, won't believe me. They'll usually either deny it or they'll deflect it by stating that another politician or public figure was also some degree of racist, which doesn't absolve Trump of being racist or a white supremacist either. So again, truth becomes a competition. Instead of basing your beliefs around evidence, what has happened instead is that truth has become competitive, to where you have your conclusion and you must justify your actions in order to arrive at that conclusion, which often is highly destructive in nature. People's lives get ruined when you operate like this, as opposed to having a belief system that is based in evidence. And no matter how much evidence you present to these people, they just simply don't respond to it. What you're seeing here is the result of decades of truth erosion. For example, consider the Ku Klux Klan. 100 years ago, their beliefs were a lot more relevant than they are today. And that was because, to some degree, there was a bit of standing in the scientific community regarding white supremacy based off of the limitations and misunderstandings of biology and evolution. Eventually, however, due to more evidence arising and more research being done, those beliefs were disproven. So when you have a political movement that no longer has any factual standing to establish itself upon, what do? You turn to emotions. You make the truth a competition. You direct your followers into a belief system that is not based off of facts or evidence, but based off of feelings. And over time, you return with your beliefs just repackaged in a more palatable form for the general population. This is why it's so hard to get Trump supporters to recognize the steps of fascism that are being put in place right now, because they don't have the means to verify their beliefs. They simply have the means to reinforce them. And they don't understand that in order to prove your beliefs, you have to actively try to disprove them. And they've been taught other things that reinforce this, such as everyone has the right to their own opinion, or false equivalency, the idea that one side is 50% right and the other side is 50% right. That is just factually incorrect. One side is objectively acting more in evidence than the other. This was pretty easily seen with Elon Musk's salute. Instead of criticizing him for his actions, and instead of recognizing the steps towards fascism that the United States has been taking, Trump supporters attempted to rationalize the salute itself. And that's not how you protect your principles. That is not a viewpoint based off of evidence. That's a viewpoint based off of your emotions. And it shows that these people are incapable of recognizing fascism when it happens right in front of them.